Folks, Hyrulean here, and welcome back to another episode of Bonus Points. Today, I'm here to talk about my least favorite multimedia franchise of all time, Pokemon. And what I mean by least favorite is I jump back and forth on whether or not I am obsessed with Pokemon or if I fucking hate it. And what I mean by that is I'll play a new game and I'll obsess with it for like 2 weeks, and when I drop it hard. I don't pretend that I'm still playing it like I do with most other games that I'm dropping. I'll just randomly drop a Pokemon game without any real rhyme or reason. It doesn't even have to get like difficult. It doesn't have to be a point where I get stuck. I'll just randomly decide, yeah, I've had my fill of Pokemon game, and I'll completely fucking drop it. The same goes for the trading card game. I have spent a lot of money on Elite Trainer boxes. Hell, for my birthday, my fiance actually bought me 3 Elite Trainer boxes, and some friends even got me some. And yet, half the time, I'm either invested and opening boxes and going crazy over it, or I'm not even looking at my cards, I'm not even checking into new sets, I'm just not even paying attention to the trading card game. I really wish why Pokemon is like this for me. It really is an enigma. I even beat half of Pokemon Violet after shit-talking it. I ended up caving and buying it, and I played it for like 2 weeks, beat about half the game, and explored a bunch of the map and had a lot of fun with it, and then just randomly dropped it, just like I always do with Pokemon games. But either way, I'm not here to talk about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet today, and I'm not even here to talk about my recent Pokemon trading card game shit. Instead, I'm here to talk about something that actually enthralled me all the way to the end. Well, almost all the way to the end. And that is a Pokemon fan game called Pokemon Infinite Fusion. And Pokemon Infinite Fusion is a remake of Pokemon Red, Blue, Green, Yellow with a twist. You can fuse your Pokemon. If you've ever been to that website where you can take 2 Pokemon and fuse them together and see what it would look like, that is the premise for this game. Basically, they got permission from the website's owner, and all of those randomly generated combined fusion sprites have been imported in the game, and then slowly the Discord community around the game has been custom spriting a lot of the different fusions. And what we're left with is Pokemon Infinite Fusion. Basically, you get to go through the revamped and expanded story of Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, Green, and they even added as post-game content the Sevii Islands from Fire Red Leaf Green and the Johto region from Gold Silver Crystal. So really interesting stuff with that. I'm currently in the post game, but I did technically see the credits, so I'm marking this as a completed Pokemon game. But as such, I do want to point out I haven't seen everything the game has to offer quite yet. But I am going to share my thoughts about the game before I end up caving and dropping the game, because I feel it coming on, and I saw the credits, so you know, I've kind of seen a lot of what the game has to offer. So I wanted to share my thoughts about it anyway, because it really is one of the most interesting Pokemon games I've played in a long time. For perspective, the last Pokemon game that I actually beat was Pokemon Legends Arceus, and I loved it so much that I contemplated making it my favorite Pokemon game of all time, and I never even finished the post-game content in that game as well, because I got stuck on the final boss, so a bit of a bummer there. Maybe I'll get back to it someday. I definitely would need to hop on and do some grinding now, and I'm so off the deep end with not having played that game in so long that it would be very difficult, but I digress. We're here to talk about Pokemon Infinite Fusion. So, essentially, any 2 Pokemon, including 2 of the same Pokemon, can be fused together. And the way it works is you take the first Pokemon, and that is roughly approximating to the head of the new fusion, and you take the second Pokemon, and that is approximately going to be fused into the body slash color of the fusion. And when you do combine them, you combine the move sets, you combine the levels and average them out, or pick the highest one if you use a super DNA splicer, and much, much more. Abilities are chosen from one of the two. There's even this whole typing thing where if a Pokemon has two types, if you use it first, you'll get the first type. If you use it second, you'll get the second type. It's really complex. And it takes the 420 different Pokemon that there are in the game, and technically with all of the different combinations and fusions, turns it into approximately 136,000 different Pokemon technically. So every single Pokemon combined with every single other, all combinations, would be about 136K, which is insane. And even the Pokedex is really not super completable. You're really only shooting to catch every single type of Pokemon individually, like the 420 non-fused Pokemon, because it would take you forever to get every single fusion. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fucking Pokemon, even though it's not all of the Pokemon in existence, which is interesting. It's the most Pokemon featured in any game, but yet it features the least amount of, like, original Pokemon that we've seen in some of the games. I'm not entirely sure how many original Pokemon are in, like, Scarlet and Violet, but I'm fairly certain that Infinite Fusion has more original Pokemon, though I'm not sure. But I don't want the developers to think that I didn't notice the fact that they decided to include 420, the funny haha number, so props to them for that. But even outside of the fusions, Pokemon Infinite Fusion is a wonderful remake of Red, Blue, Yellow, Green. It's seriously so expanded and so enhanced. There's secret areas and an expanded map, and there's a questing system where you can go to hotels located across the different lands and the different towns and stuff and get some quests, and you kind of have to go around and collect items or rescue Pokemon that are in trouble, stuff like that. The questing system is really, really neat. It's small and pretty confined to the hotels, so if you don't want to bother with it too, you can just skip over the hotels, and it's not really gonna hurt you in any way. It only helps you, which is really, really nice. But also, they sort of reworked a lot of the story elements of the original Pokemon games in such a way that they feel far more fleshed out and well-written, and every gym leader kind of has more of a personality, and you see them doing more than just staying inside of the gym. You see them actually out and about sometimes, talking to the people of the town, helping the people of the town out, and helping you defend the town from Team Rocket in multiple instances. I really, really enjoyed heading far north to find the secret city on the top of the map, and also I really enjoyed finding all the secret areas, offshoots, that held secret Pokemon. It was really, really interesting, and it made Kanto feel fresh, even though I've explored it countless times by now. I really loved what they did with Team Rocket and how they sort of tied them into the fusions. And I love sort of the arc that you get to go through with them and kind of see how they change after you beat them countless times. That was really, really cool. And it is a slight spoiler, but all I'll say is the idea behind Team Rocket right now is they're trying to pull off the first triple fusion. And you kind of see their trials and tribulations and kind of put up roadblocks in front of them that mess them up. And you get to see what happens when they do attempt to fuse three Pokemon. So really, really fascinating stuff there. I love that. The legendaries are far more randomized than before. And what I mean by that is you're not going to find them as easily if you've played Red, Blue, and Yellow, and Green, because they're in slightly different places sometimes, or just not available right away. I really mean it when I say they've changed up and remixed the order of events and the story of Red, Blue, Yellow, Green in such a way that it feels fresh to come back to, even though I've played at this point so many Gen 1 ROM hacks, the original games, Fire Red Leaf Green, Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. I've been to Kanto plenty of times, and this was by far my favorite time that I've ever been there, because there's just so much cool shit all around the world that wasn't there before. Not to mention there's tons of quality of life features. Like, for example, you can get tools which basically allow you to use the HMs in the game without having to assign them to a Pokemon. Earlier than you get Fly, you can actually get the HM for Teleport, because Teleport is an HM now in this game, and it essentially works the same way, allowing you to travel around a lot more easily early on in the game, because there is a bit of backtracking for some of the side quests and things. So they gave it to you early to make up for the fact that it's kind of a little more backtracky than the original games. And I think the fact that you get to teleport around right away makes the game not as tedious as it would be if you were not able to. So good marks there. Now, I briefly want to go back to the fusions for a moment. I love them so much. Fusions are probably the best gimmick for me since Mega Evolutions, because the combinations you get are just so cool. And Mega Evolutions were so popular and so interesting because it was essentially a way for you to see classic Pokemon in a new way. It's the same reason why regional variants took off and people were obsessed with seeing like Alolan Exeggutor or Hisuian Growlithe, you know, because it was cool to see retellings of classic Pokemon. And fusions, in a big way, are just kind of sort of a penultimate version of that, I guess. It's better than Mega Evolutions because every single Pokemon can do it. And it's just so fascinating to see what happens if you combine X and Y, two different Pokemon. And it's really cool to see, too, if they have a sprite or not. Sometimes it goes horribly wrong, and you combine two Pokemon and they're really, really ugly, either because you don't like the art that the artist came up with, or they don't have art, so it's using the generated images, which are usually awful. But if you get lucky, or you kind of play around with fusing and unfusing and swapping and reversing the fusions as well, you'll run into some really, really cool shit. Just off the top of my head, one that I did recently was I combined Lapras with Magmar, and it was basically a flaming Lapras with like Magmar's head, and it was so cool. I don't remember if it was Maglis or Lapmar for sure, but either way, it was a really, really cool fusion. And there's so many more. Another one I have on my team right now is Pikachamp, which is a Pikachu Machamp, and it's so freaking sweet having a four-armed ripped Pikachu on my team that just beats the shit out of people. I love it. I combined Mr. Mime and Jinx, and basically it's a Jinx that kind of does some weird stuff. And I just kind of like it. I don't know. It's a cool sprite. If you combine two Dugtrios, you basically get like 1,000 moles in one sprite, which is kind of funny. And also, of course, if you follow me on TikTok at Hyrulean, you would have seen when you combine two Snorlaxes, you get a big boy Snorlax, like an even fatter Snorlax, an even heavier Snorlax, which I loved. And that was actually my Pokemon that helped me get carried through the Elite Four. So I've always been a sucker for Snorlax. It's one of my favorite Pokemon, but a double Snorlax, an even fatter Snorlax, an even stronger Snorlax, count me the fuck in. I also combined Pidgeot with Pharaoh to get the ultimate Gen 1 bird, because, you know, there's always that classic debate, is Pharaoh better or is Pidgeot better? Why not both? I could go on and on about the different fusions in the game because there are so many of them, and I love all of them. Even when there isn't really a proper sprited fusion, like it's a generated piece of art instead of one created by an artist, it can look cool, which I think is really, really neat. And sometimes the generated art you prefer over the artist-created art. And if you do, it's really easy to go into the Pokedex and swap it out, which is really nice. I like that a lot. It's just another little quality of life feature to make the game even more great. It's got so many little quality of life features. There's this area that I don't want to spoil, but it's hidden in the game, and essentially it is an area where you can catch starter Pokemon, and I thought that that was such a neat idea as well. The game is not afraid to give you Pokemon from all across the series, rather than just Pokemon specifically from Kanto, which is great to see too. Some of my favorite combinations are not even Pokemon from Kanto, and instead are just Pokemon from random other games. And I think the list that they curated is pretty great. It's got pretty much every single Pokemon from Gen 1, from what I can tell, and then some of the highlights slash fan favorites from every other generation, which is kind of how I figured they would handle it either way. And I really, really liked the roster overall. There wasn't anywhere I was thinking like, man, I wish this Pokemon was here. I guess if you're more of a new age Pokemon fan, you're probably going to be like, I wish I could have my Rowlet, you know, something like that. I haven't seen a Rowlet yet. Maybe it's in the game. I don't know. But also, there are so many legendaries in this game. I don't want to spoil anything, obviously, so I'm not going to get into what kinds of legendaries I've caught, but there are a ton. Like, seriously a ton. And what's neat about it is you can fuse the legendaries. So something that I've done, which this is a slight spoiler as well, is I actually have fused Entei with Moltres to make Moltei, and it's essentially a legendary bird and a legendary dog, and it looks really, really sick. So cool stuff all around there. Obviously, Gary is your rival, or Blue is your rival, and he's an asshole, which is wonderful. It's such a refreshing thing to have an asshole rival. But then again, he does still help you take down Team Rocket, and you do a double battle with him once or twice against an opponent, which is always good too. Gotta have that rivalry, but also that companionship, you know. What else do I have to say about this game? It's free. It's made by some very passionate fans. Nintendo has not nuked it yet, slash Game Freak hasn't nuked it yet, like they did Pokemon Uranium, pun intended. It's really, really solid. I do want to mention as well, it is a fan game, not a ROM hack, which means that it is not running off of the original game's code, but patched or hacked to work. Instead, it is built from the ground up, an original game running off of RPG Maker XP using Pokemon Essentials, which I used to dabble with back in the day and fuck around with back in the day to try to make my own Pokemon games as well. So it was nice seeing what a really fully fleshed out one could be like. And the effort they had to go through to recreate Kanto in a unique way, because all of the maps, as far as I can tell, are unique and not ripped from any of the other games, is so impressive. I love the redesigns that they did to the city. They changed up some of the layouts a little bit. They kind of made it inspired by the original layout, but more polished and modernized, which I really liked. It overall is a really, really great experience. Even if you didn't want to fuse necessarily, and you just wanted to fight Pokemon that are fused with a normal-ass party, that could still probably be fun. And I also think it would be really interesting to Nuzlocke this game, because there's a lot of possibilities for shit that you could do to mix up a Nuzlocke. So maybe I'll come back and do a Nuzlocke if I ever finish the post-game content, because that would be cool. One particular moment that I want to call out that I really love is there is a part of the story where you reach Cinnabar Island. And if you've played Pokemon Red, Yellow, Blue, etc., you'll know that after you finish Cinnabar Island and get the 7th gym badge, you go to Viridian City. Well, in this game, you actually get pulled out of Kanto and sent to the Sevii Islands right then and there to do a little side quest. That's all I'll say. And I loved that they sort of subverted my expectations with that, because I was not expecting that. It was really interesting. It changed up the game in a way that I was really impressed with. So, good stuff overall there. Other than that, I don't really think I have too much more to say. It's just a really solid Pokemon fan game. It's got some jank, I'll admit it. It's an RPG Maker game, so kind of what do you expect? But it also has a lot of really, really good stuff. Like, for example, there's no internet capability with the game, but you can actually do a quote-unquote wonder trade where they have a list of possible wonder trades you can get. And it's basically the development team and the Discord's favorite Pokemon fusions. So if you do the wonder trades, which you get wonder trade tickets by beating gym leaders, you can essentially get some interesting Pokemon early on. You can get some interesting ones to sort of mess around with in your party and kind of get inspiration for your own fusions. So that's another really, really good mechanic I almost completely ignored. But either way, folks, if you like Pokemon, you definitely got to check this out. It's 100% a recommend, especially for the low, low price of free. It's a no-brainer. It's such a cool fan game, and it's doing something really fresh and really cool. And if you haven't revisited Pokemon in quite a while, it's great that it uses the original game's map and the Johto map, because it's likely those were some of the first games that you played. So it's great for nostalgia. It's great for something fresh, a little Pokemon action. And I really, really hope they followed this up with another game. I would love to see a Hoenn Pokemon fusion game, because I think, honestly, Gen 1 and Hoenn have far more nostalgia for me than any other gen. But then again, I would still probably call Gen 2 my favorite gen. But Gen 3 and Gen 1 have the most nostalgia for me, for sure. So I would love to see a Gen 3 fusion game, where maybe you go between Hoenn and Sinnoh as well, and kind of do another double region thing. Obviously, that's far off in the future. They're still updating Pokemon Infinite Fusion. It actually got updated in the last couple days, and I had to update it. And it added even more quality of life features and even more, cool graphics and stuff like that. Like, I think you can automatically download new sprites to the game now. And if a new artist is approved to create a sprite, once they finish it, it'll automatically upload it to your game if your game is connected to the internet. And then you'll just have a new sprite, which is really, really cool. And if for some reason you don't like the new sprite, you can always switch it back using the Pokedex, which is nice to have as well. So either way, folks, there is a little bonus points to kind of ramble about how much fun I had playing Pokemon Infinite Fusion. I don't know if I'm going to rebound off of this and play another Pokemon fan game. Maybe I'll go finish Legends Arceus. Maybe I'll not even finish the post game for this or Arceus, and I'll just go on a Pokemon slump again after this. But either way, I had a lot of fun while I was doing it, so it's nice to play a Pokemon game mostly all the way through for once, because I kind of flip-flop on doing that. So, all right, enough rambling. I'm starting to talk over myself. Have a great night, day, whatever it is, folks, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.